For KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky, joined with TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, words today as we get ready for a action-packed week of state basketball. Jeff, we're going to start in girls action, first starting with the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs there in 2A. As they enter this season under Jordan Broxman, they've had success over the year, but what stands out to them or about them this season in particular?
Well, right now, on a seven-game winning streak, they're scoring just short of 57 points per game. Right now might be their most impressive basketball of the season. I think this Valley Heights team is hot going into the tournament, and that could really prove some big things for them.
And it's going to be a topic of conversation with the next team we do talk about, but this was a squad that did return a lot of players off of last year's team. So, in your opinion, how has that benefited this team when it came to getting through a tough 2A substate?
Well, that's a given. When you get to March, having those senior leaders, having those upperclassmen is always huge. It's just like anything else. You have to have the ones to steer the ship properly, and that's exactly what this senior class does.
The next team we're going to chat about here, Jeff, is a squad that Valley Heights got a victory over early in the season, the Frankfort Wildcats, but they got a third-place finish at state last year. They're back at it again this year. Tight-knit contest there at sub-state with Clifton Clyde and Osborne. What makes Frankfort so lethal this season?
The fact that they don't panic is the most impressive feat for this Frankfort team. They never seem to be shaken by anything. They can be down by, and you saw that in the last game, can be down a few points, and it's like nothing. Lexi Dollinghouse, Hattie Gross, so many great players that just don't even process what's going on around them. It's just looking straight forward. They have one goal, and that is to get where they are in the state championship and continue down this line.
And you mentioned there, Gross, especially the 1,000-point score in the season, but something that makes this Frankfort team so balanced, I think, is the play of Sydney Wapp down low and then Emma Hardwick at point guard there. The balance of this Frankfort team, too, I think, is not better than last season, but I think it's more consistent, I guess.
Definitely. They have become a very well-rounded team. Coach Brian Ebert knows his job very well and has all of the position players in their right spots. And it's a very well-rounded team this year for Frankfort, and that makes them very dangerous.
And as we look at their sub-state, but you see two TVL teams, and we'll get into this here, I think, at the end, but how strong was this TVL girls this year?
Through the roof. You see that with now four teams going to state tournaments. It's absolutely incredible, and it's that way every year. You see those same teams, and we'll talk about a couple others down the line here, but, you know, the Hanovers, obviously, Centralia is constantly. Those teams that are there now are the constants of the Twin Valley League. And it seemed like this year we had those constants and about three to five others that were, hey, we want to get to that level too.
The balance, I think, really benefited not only the top of the league, but made the bottom of the league to compete. And going back to the top, you mentioned them, Hanover. They come in after an undefeated season last year, four losses on the year. But what has been different about the Wildcats this year, but still, I guess, the same in the same sentence?
Well, you know, in March, it's death, taxes, and Hanover girls basketball at state. That's all there is to it. They know how to win this time of year. Anna Juneman averaging over 20 points per game. Caitlin Clipp doesn't put up big numbers, maybe offensively, but what she does on the rebounding, what she does on the boards and defensively, and just away from the ball, is absolutely incredible. You put those two on any team, and it automatically makes any team that much better.
And just like the two teams we've talked about prior, but the coaching abilities of all of these teams at state, and now Chris Beichmann looking for his, I believe, fourth state title. How impressive has that coaching fit been for him out there?
I've always been impressed with Coach Beichmann. He knows exactly the temperament and speed and thought process of the girls that he coaches. He can change on a whim and adapt to any situation. And we see this so many times in high school basketball. It's always the coaches that can adapt to their players that really, I think that's his biggest asset, is that he knows his team.
And a coach that knows his team, too, over in Centralia, Dusty Thompson. The Centralia Lady Panthers, I called it a quiet 21-2. They lost the first game of the season and the last of the regular season, led, of course, by All-State player Owen Dieters. But it's the role players, I think, for Centralia, Jeff, that have really helped this team this season.
Definitely. Players like Josie Haverkamp, Claire Heinen, who I believe Heinen is only a sophomore. So she's going to be a presence in this league for a long time. I can't wait to see this Centralia team play at state, because statewide, people think a lot of Owen Dieters, but it's all of those players with her that maybe the TVL only knows, but now coming in the next few days, the state are going to know those names as well.
And Centralia was that other team when we were talking about Frankfort on the opposite side of the bracket. Centralia, the 5 seed in that 1A Division I contest out there at Colby's. Frankfort, the 6 seed. But as you look at that state bracket, you have State Power, Little River, undefeated. Norwich at 1 loss. St. John Hudson at 1 loss. South Gray at 1 loss. How tough will it be for the Panthers and the Wildcats to get to a state title? But on the flip side, how much more prepared are they by playing in the TVL?
Well, and I always say that. I'm glad you brought that up, because playing in the TVL, sometimes iron sharpens iron. I always say that about the TVL. You get through this league and you're prepared. Yes, it's going to be a difficult task for both the Lady Panthers and Lady Wildcats at state. It's going to be a difficult task, but they know what they need to do, and I'm sure both teams are going to be laser-focused going into this one.
Four girls teams, two more boys teams to talk about here, joined again by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. We're going to move on now to the Axtell boys. They, of course, going back to the state tournament for the second year in a row under head coach Jason Tynan, an athletic team that has fought from behind in a lot of games late in the season. But what makes this Axtell team possibly special as they look for a state title run?
The progression of this team throughout, not just this year, but the last 3 to 4 years. You know, these seniors went 12-11 as freshmen, and now they're 21-2. This group has completely changed what Axtell basketball is all about. For a long time, there were a lot of people that thought Axtell is a football school, Axtell is a football school. In the last couple of years, they have changed that thought, where Axtell is just a powerhouse.
Both on the gridiron and on the court, they have them moving in the right direction. And another team that I said was quiet, 21-2, but both of those losses came in TVL play. How did those affect this Axtell season, and then also, luckily, not on a state tournament date?
You really want me to pop this stat out? It is my favorite stat of all. So many obscure stats in the Twin Valley League, so many just random things that I can find. This year, it is a good thing that the tournament is starting on the 6th, because the Axtell Eagles have lost 2 games this year, January 5th against Clifton Clyde and February 5th against Frankfort. So if this tournament was starting on March 5th, the Axtell boys might be a little worried. But now they dodge that bullet, and hopefully they can continue that and go past their fifths and get some wins here at state. I think they have the chance to do it. Eli Brockstrom is averaging 13.5 points a game. Brandon Schmelzley, right in that area as well. I just really like this Axel team. I like the kids. I like the coach. I really enjoy watching Axel play basketball.
They are a fun style of basketball, have to admit. And one of those teams in the TVL that handed them their loss, Clifton Clyde Eagles, the boys another run at a state title. They fell short with a first-round loss last year, but how has that motivated this senior-laden team that has been together and played a lot of basketball?
Well, you know, with a loss like that, you can do one of two things. You can cower away. You can just shrivel up. Or you can do what the Clifton Clyde Eagles did and get mad and work a lot harder in the off season, work a lot harder throughout the regular season, and now just playing some of their best basketball maybe in a decade in Clifton Clyde. Just absolutely an incredible team. And, yeah, they're going to use that last year as motivation for what they have coming up. And I think they are dangerous as well. They're going to have to really fight in this tournament, but I think they have the team and the athletes to do it.
And you mentioned the fight there on the Eagles as we wrap up this conversation about state basketball, but they had to fight in the sub-state too. I guess you're a little bit closer to them than we are over here, but what have they learned from that experience, and what are you expecting from the Eagles out at state?
Well, it's a thing where it wasn't necessarily what the other teams were doing. It's what Clifton Clyde sort of did to themselves if they were ever in a little bit of a peril. It was things that you can correct in a practice, and whether it was a turnover of a ball or a bad foul, things like that, those are things you can correct. And those are things that you can correct in a practice or two, and Justin Steinbrock knows how to do that. So I really think this Clifton Clyde team, like I said, the athleticism is off the charts there. Absolutely everybody on that team knows what to do with a basketball, and I think that makes them, like I said, it's going to be an uphill challenge, but I think they have the team that can get it done.
They are a squad. I only got to see them a few times, but I saw them play really good against Valley Heights, and I think, like you said, they have an opportunity to make some noise, and so do all of these other teams. Again, congratulate the six area teams being able to make it to a state tournament run. I know, Jeff, you're going to have updates of all the state games along with us here at KNDY, so where can people find that information this week?
Of course, you can go to the TVL Sports Spotlight on social media. I will also have a new podcast up today on TVLSpotlight.com to preview all of this. And, yeah, throughout the week, I will be on social media all week long. I'll be typing my little fingers away while at these games and getting as many scores out as I possibly can. I want to thank KNDY for everything that they do for the TVL Sports Spotlight. And, Max, I'm looking forward to this, man.
It's going to be a fun and end to the basketball season. Unfortunately, that's the worst part about state, is it does have to come to an end. So again, joined but today by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. We appreciate you do everything every week, sir, too, as well.
Max, it's been a pleasure.